It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
And a Friday Flashback is brought to you by Visit Cleburne, where you can make new traditions all year long. And speaking of new and traditional in the same sentence, we group that together right now. Yesterday on the show, and not necessarily the news we talked about, this is coming out at the end of May. They unearthed never-before-heard recordings from the gentle giant Dandy Don Williams. And this is not a false alarm or some AI gimmick. That did happen with Don Williams' music a couple of years back. His official Spotify account, for some reason, somebody hacked it, and it looked like they had released a brand new album of Don Williams, but it was all AI.
Oh.
This is the real deal. It will be Epilogue The Cellar Tapes. You can pre-order it now. Also come out in various different vinyl formats, too, when it does. And it's exactly as the name implies. This was found down in the cellar, in the basement of the Don Williams family home. And it comes from the heyday, really, of Don's career. Originally captured these recordings between 1979 and 1984, when many say Don Williams was really at the height of his powers. And he was a lot like Ronnie Millsap when he recorded stuff. He was very, very particular on things. And when albums were made and crafted, and then songs either made it or didn't, well, those that were cast aside maybe hung on for another album, but those that never made it anywhere, well, Don took home with him. In fact, he had the multi-track recordings of all of them. And his vocals, reportedly, on every one of these were just fine. They didn't have to really do much mastering and cleaning up for it. The instrumental parts, they had some issues, and they brought back the remaining existing members of his band to come back and play.
Okay.
And his original longtime producer, Garth Fundis, who produced Garth Brooks and the like, he came in to kind of clean it all up. But Don's son, Tim Williams, who also is an executive producer on this whole project, he said, "I grew up always hearing what he was doing because he'd bring home three or four songs at a time from the album he was working on in different stages. And then they just ended up in a box and sat there for decades." Well, they're unearthed. That comes out on May 29th. Again, you can pre-order it. And they released one of them. And it is, well, you would say a remake, but it actually chronologically might make it the first time it was ever recorded. Song written by Rodney Crowell, recorded along the way by Emmylou Harris, a number one for the Oak Ridge Boys in 1980, but we never until this moment heard Don Williams leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. Here we go.
Well, Mary got to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hands, such a sad...